It was February 1977. A 3,000-watt radio station sputtered to life on a hilltop in Sepulpa, Oklahoma. KXOJ, excited over Jesus, was the meaning behind the call letters. The music of the day was Evie Turnquist, The Imperials, and if things got a little rock and roll, a little Keith Green. Like waking up from the long past dream. In the early 80s, Christian music began to grow with the rise of a 16-year-old artist who recorded her first two albums right here in Tulsa at the Mabee Center. Her name was Amy Grant. Soon after, her friends Michael W. Smith, Petra, Twyla Paris, and others led Christian music into a new era of popularity. It would be some 15 years before KXOJ would increase its power for the first time, up to 6,000 watts, just enough to cover the city, with only occasional static. You see, radio station strength is regulated by the Federal Communications Commission, and to protect other 100.9 stations in the region, KXOJ was limited to its underdog status. Throughout the 90s, Christian music enjoyed its biggest explosion ever, this time led by a young, mullet-wearing man named Stephen Curtis Chapman. Soon after came cutting-edge bands like Jars of Clay, Third Day, and of course, DC Talk. KXOJ grew too, adding its first big-time DJ to the lineup when Jim Marvels moved from Tulsa's K107 Top 40 station to host the KXOJ Morning Show. Marvels would be a staple on the station with his College of Obscure Knowledge for 15 years before retiring to New Mexico. It was in the early 2000s that KXOJ began to take on its more modern form with DJs like Craig West, Dave Weston, Gary Thompson, Heather Miles, Rochelle Renee, and others. Three of those early 2000s names, Dave, Gary, and myself, continue on the station today, alongside Katie, Kevin, and the rest of the modern-day cast. It wasn't until Christmas 2014 that KXOJ completed its last power increase, a move to a new tower between Glenpool and Sepulpa that brought 19,000 watts and a much-improved signal to the metro area. But a year and a half later, when an opportunity to move to a 100,000-watt signal, the largest allowed by the FCC, well, it became obvious that despite the nostalgia and heritage of being at 100.9 on the dial for nearly 40 years, it was time to step through this door of opportunity and move to 94.1 FM. So, as you turn your dial, remember Psalm 40, verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. That is our prayer as we listen to a new song by the Newsboys. The first to air, right now, on 94.1 KXOJ. From the highest of mountains.
KXOJ. Hey, it's Dave and Katie, the new song from the Newsboys.
You Hold It All sounds awesome on 94.1.
I have my home one radio on, so my house will hear it.
Awesome. Your house will hear it. Happy house.
Happy house. I love it. Happy house.
You know, they said the walls will repeat what they hear, so I want my walls to repeat what they hear.
I love that, Sheila.
Nice job, Sheila. Thank you for moving down with us.
Wow.
Well, if you got time for one more, I think there's only one thing left for us to do.